Ready to learn about the creative and wallet-friendly childcare solutions we've used over the years? That's what we're talking about today on The Catholic Money Show. It's time to detail out how we built WalletWin with creative childcare solutions over the years. Emphasis on creative. There has been no shortage of wild and interesting out-of-the-box ideas that the Texeras have not turned and explored and used in various situations and scenarios over the years. Let's just say what the basic model is what? I find a daycare center. I drop my kid off there full time. I go to work at a 9 to 5, or I work from home 9 to 5. And then I go pick my kid up. That's the traditional scenario. Or you have a nanny come to your house every day that you're working all the entire day. And you work while your kids are being taken care of.
Or
that would be the classic model.
Once they're a little older, they go to school. What is that? 8:30-ish to 3-ish?
And then you work.
You work during then, or there's maybe a little bit of a care situation going on after school or before school.
Right. So I'd say those are what the most utilized childcare solutions that exist out there. The well-worn paths of figuring out how to work and also have your kids be taken care of as well.
Sure. And now it doesn't fall into and work so much, but there's always a parent stays home.
Sure.
So those are the most common ways children are taken care of during the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, going to this, a parent staying home, more and more common is a parent staying home while also having a side hustle. Or even having a full-time job, and they somehow have to figure out how to get it done. And we knew this well before the pandemic hit.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
It seems like the whole world got a nice, quick education on the realities of trying to work at home while your children are also home. And it is painful. So painful that we've come up with so many different levers to pull to figure it out. Because if we learned anything in starting and launching our business, while also having very young children at home, it was we really couldn't get anything done if the kids were at home. Or we could get it done, but it caused us pain, it caused the children pain, and it ultimately hurt the family. And we decided very early on that just was not going to fly, and we needed to find different alternative solutions so that when we're together as a family, we're just together as a family and we can delight in one another and be with one another without a parent feeling like they need to get onto a phone or onto a computer or the kids seeing us on a computer all the time. We just did not want that to be our family's reality. Or if we are getting work done, we want to be locked in, laser focused, and just getting it done as quickly and efficiently as we can be so that we can actually get back to the family that we are building a business for.
Yes, because otherwise we were finding ourselves in that spot where we are always kind of working and always kind of not working.
Oh.
And so when you fall into a spot with that, you're never really doing either of those things very well. You're never really getting into doing a lot of good work. And you're not really getting into a lot of good quality time with your loved ones. And so you just feel bad. You know, you don't feel good about either of those realities. Yeah. You think, oh, I'm not doing very good with my job. Oh, maybe I'm not doing so hot with my family. So we want to get you out of that. Another thing to say before we launch into all these different ideas that we've used over the years, there are tons and tons and tons, millions and billions of families in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The way we do things is not the one right way to do things or to take care of your kids or anything like that.
Nope.
It certainly has been a very helpful thing that we have figured out. And we're sharing it today because we think for some of you, it could be pretty helpful too.
Yes.
But if you're doing something else, if your kids are going to school, if they're going to daycare, there are zero judgments. We're not saying you're wrong and you need to do what we do. That's all right. Different families do different things. This is how our family does it. We think it could be helpful for you.
Yes. Especially if you do find yourself in that sliver of people that have chosen to mostly stay home with your kids, but you also need to get work done. Okay. That is a sliver of people that is going to be their calling. Particularly online business owners and homeschoolers, maybe with a side hustle. So there are some of you listening who you're thinking, oh, okay, this is absolutely me and I need to perk my ears up. Awesome.
Even if you're staying home,
yes,
you just want to read a book.
Yes.
You want to take a little bit of a break in the day. I'd say this can apply to you too. It could be helpful as well.
Absolutely. And then, no matter where you are, there might be one idea on here, no matter what your childcare situation might be, that adding this little tool into the arsenal could end up solving an issue that you currently have in your situation. So listen in.
I've got one more thing before we hop in.
And then I probably have one more thing.
My one thing is why we went to these creative measures to find care for our kids.
Sure.
And again, these are probably could be different for different families. One of them is we didn't need or want childcare like full time 5 days a week. Like, we didn't need 40 hours of coverage.
No,
we didn't want our kids doing that. We didn't need them doing that. So what, we would sign up for some daycare place and only use like a quarter of it. Like that would be a waste of money.
Yes.
So that wasn't good. Also, golly, just that daycare stuff's expensive. Mm-hmm. Even if you're doing a 2 day a week or something like that. So we were thinking, all right, there's gotta be a different way to do this.
Well, yeah. When we looked initially, you really could not sign on any less than 3 to 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You just had to eat the day that your kids didn't go. And honestly, at the beginning of our business, I mean, we talk about this in our book. We've talked about it on other podcasts. We were so dialed in with the numbers and trying to reduce our overhead expenses as much as possible because we needed to have, what do people call it? Like a lean startup.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very, very real situation for all entrepreneurs at the beginning of their business. Just wasting money when you don't need to be is a really, really great idea for going out of business quickly. And so we did not want to allocate very much money towards childcare. So that automatically limited the amount of monthly budget we were willing to set. And it almost, I think it pretty much nixed out all the traditional full-time childcare options out there. Now, the second prong to that is that we didn't want full-time childcare. We started our business because we had a dream and a desire and a calling. You know, we've really started to just realize that the Lord is the one who called us on this path anyway. And he seeded some early dreams in our hearts about being able to raise our kids together as a team and to not have Jonathan be gone for most of their waking hours. Like, we really wanted to tag team back and forth and to use both of our giftings every day in our kids' lives while also contributing in a way that we could together, side by side. So we just have a really unique setup, and sending our kids into full-time childcare outside of us just was not an option we were ever willing to entertain anyway. And for some of you, that falls right into your situation as well. So, okay. All right. Caveats aside, the Texeras didn't have a lot of money and they weren't willing to go traditional options. So what the heck was left?
I'm looking here at our notes. We've got 7 different things that we have done or are doing.
Mm-hmm. And that's only the things that we have done. If I wanted to go and list all the things that we've heard people do, this could be 20 things.
Yeah.
We're just going to give you the ones that we have actually done.
Mm-hmm.
Kick us off, John.
All right. Well, the first, I'd say, is pretty straightforward, pretty common, I think, but just essentially having a babysitter.
But well, it's the term is called like mother's helper.
Oh, mother's helper. So the idea is It's somebody who comes over. Yeah, I guess because it's a babysitter, but you're here. At least we're here.
And you, mother's helper usually refers to younger teens.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we have some other homeschool family friends who have older kids. All right. When you're homeschooling, well, your day is pretty flexible. Mm-hmm. So we've talked to different families over the years and said, hey, you know, your older kids, so-and-so, could they maybe come over one morning a week, hang out with the kids while we are working? And then that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you get to the perks there is you get to pay cash. and it's, you know, the hourly rate is usually not as high as, you know, a full-fledged professional nanny, you know, at $25 an hour or whatever. That's not the situation when you have a homeschool teen come over. Mm-hmm. Or the local college student. We have utilized that as well, where, you know, we've got a couple college campuses in the Omaha metro area. And then we used to be on staff for FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. We have connections with people that work on those campuses. And we just basically said, hey, do you know any college students that want to earn money one afternoon a week or one morning a week? And they might want to come over. And these have worked out really, really well for us. We even had a summer where a friend of ours, her sister was in college. It was between her, I think, junior and senior year. And she was just looking for something. She had her own side gig, but she wanted something like 2 days a week, 2-3 days a week. And so we were able to bring her over to the house more consistently just for one summer, something that the budget could sustain. You know, this couldn't be all the time, but we were really willing to go all in on that summer. Mm-hmm. And so the homeschool teens, though, we've had somebody in some capacity coming over to our house either a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning. Gosh, how many years now?
It's been quite a while.
Yeah, years. And when we started this, our kids were really, really little. So actually two teens came at once.
Oh, yeah. We did have a tour for a little while. We had one and then two. And then we went back to one of those, right? Kind of switch who it was. And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we had a 4, 2, and, you know, 6 month old. I mean, that's just that's hard on an adult. And so we certainly didn't want to sink a 13-year-old in that situation. So two besties came over and watched mm-hmm. our girls for a while together. So that was a lot of fun. And interestingly enough, some of these, it's just been a really good arrangement for us. I know I'll get on to the next one soon. But it exposes our girls to kind of, they view them like as big sisters in a way. You know, it's not quite an adult, but somebody they look forward to and somebody that is also living virtue in their life and also able to help teach and form our girls. So it's always been just a really fun situation for us to have that arrangement. I will say sometimes I'm even shocked at some of the homeschool teens and their ability to manage our girls and tidy up the house a little bit and, you know, serve them lunch versus like sometimes we've had some college students come over and maybe
they've struggled a bit.
They, you know, they just didn't grow up. You know, they weren't homeschooled. They maybe didn't have expectations to really be doing a lot in the home. Mm-hmm. I would say that would have described my experience growing up. And my gosh, some of these 13-year-old girls are completely competent, more competent than I was at age 21 at running and managing a home and caring for small children. It's just really beautiful to watch that maturity mm-hmm. and to hope that maybe our girls could turn out similarly.
Hopefully.
All right. So let's kick it off into the next situation. An au pair or someone in transition. And what I mean by that. So this one we didn't do, but we looked really deeply into it and we even talked with somebody and the plan was she was going to come live with us. It's actually shockingly less expensive than you would think mm-hmm. to host an au pair. Now, we ended up realizing we didn't want to commit to somebody living with us in our home full time for over a year because we like to travel a lot. We like to go in our RV. We rent our house on Airbnb sometimes. That was not a good fit. What was going to be a good fit was kind of that similar age young woman in transition. So this girl that we were talking with, I believe she was in Minnesota. She was kind of in between jobs and in between, you know, vocational discernment. I've heard of this situation a million times. You know, somebody had been in religious life and they left and they're feeling called to family life, but they haven't quite figured out where they're going to settle or land or what their next job's going to be. And they'd like to just spend 3 months living with a family and witnessing that love and those dynamics and how this might look in their life, and it helps them discern. But it also helps you because then you could, you know, offer up free room and board, free meals, maybe a spare car, but then they're going to watch your kids for 20 hours a week or something like that, mm-hmm. or help do the dishes or whatever you need help doing. But then you'd be able to kind of creatively figure that out, but also have somebody that you're investing in and discipling in your home. That was one of the most exciting parts of that possibility for me, was the potential of that. But it never came together. Still something though that the Texeras will keep in our back pocket. And I have a feeling something will come together at some point for that. Mm.
Until that time, we may use our third method, which is a drop-in daycare. So regular daycare, right? You'd sign up and say, all right, we're one of your families. We're going to be dropping those kids off every day from this time to that time. And it's a bunch of money. A drop-in, you just...
And you have to eat it.
Oh, yeah. If you don't show up,
if
well,
you don't show
fine.
Up, your kid's sick, it's mm-hmm. a snow day, you're just out.
Yes, you've paid for it and it's use it or lose it, right?
Yep.
With drop-in daycare, the way it was working here is, so there's a place they had opened up and
it was really neat.
You bought, like you know, put money in the account or whatever,
bought a
right?
package and of then, hours.
Yeah, so you'd buy a package of, I don't know what it was.
We were buying like 100 hours or something.
There we go. So you pay that money, now you've got 100 hours in the bank. When you need to get some work done or whatever it is, you take the kids over, you drop them off, and then the time starts ticking on those 100 hours. Mm-hmm. When you're done, you pick them up and you go. So the kids could be there for 2 hours.
Yep.
They could be there for a day. You could pack them a lunch. It's super flexible. We could use it three days 1 week, mm-hmm. no days the next. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter because what we were paying for, right? We banked the 100 hours and then we would just use the hours as we used them.
And you could cancel, like if you had set one up, you mm-hmm. could cancel your reservation that you'd made online and then just use it for another day. Mm-hmm. And I loved that situation. This is how we wrote our book.
It was very helpful.
It's absolutely how we wrote our book. We would drop the kids at the local drop-in daycare that was brand new and mm-hmm. gorgeous. And the staff was really friendly and the facilities were top-notch. Everything we loved everything. And they had one of those gorgeous Cedarworks playgrounds inside. Oh, man, those are drool-worthy. But then we would go two minute drive down the road to Panera and we would write the whole day, mm-hmm. the whole day. And then at the end of it, we would then pick the girls up and head home, and they had a blast and made a ton of friends and were always safe and well entertained and well taken care of, always doing fun crafts, etc. It was just a really good solution for that time in our life. However, the drawback of this one was that our oldest, I think, became kindergarten age, is mm-hmm. what I believe it was. Kindergarten or first grade, possibly.
Kindergarten.
And all of a sudden, she was the oldest one there with a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
And I just started to feel for her. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the oldest one there, and because all the other kindergartners and up were at school.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were homeschooling her
yes.
throughout the week.
Right. We were homeschooling her. So we knew that it was kind of a lightning in a bottle situation for us, but that long term, you know, we're not going to send our 12-year-old to this drop-in daycare with a bunch of babies. And so it was a really good solution for that unique time in our life. And I think more daycares like this are starting to pop up, and they've recognized that gap, you know, that the stay-at-home moms need something where they just need to be able to get half a day of admin work or mm-hmm. whatever. Do they need to go to their appointments or visit the doctor or get a blood draw or whatever they need to do, and they want to do it in peace? These are perfect solutions for that. And I know that was on their radar when they created this model. All right, so kick us into the next one.
Method number four are utilizing grandparents, especially if they have retired. They have much more time on their hands. They're probably, most days at least, available. They're not too booked up during working hours, during the day when you might need to get things done or go somewhere, have an appointment, whatever it might be. So they're a really great resource. And so mm-hmm. we've utilized Amanda's parents.
My brother has utilized my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Usually in like a capacity of, I think it's at the heavy, heavy season, if you will. I think it was 2 days a week. Again, I think we were trying to get that book done
mm-hmm.
Or work on some other project. And so for a couple of months, it was 2 days a week. Most often, I'd say it's been 1 day a week, but mostly like every other week,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. And then my parents, yeah, they're willing to just chip in and help out quite often. But I certainly would not recommend leaning into this as like a full-time option. Mm-hmm. I watch how 1 or 2 days a week is tough on my parents. And so I couldn't see wanting to go beyond that and still have, you know, I want them to still be able to enjoy their retirement and to be able to still stay involved in activities. And they just mm-hmm. couldn't do that if this was a full-time situation.
Yeah. And even if, if this helps, of course, if you live near your parents,
mm-hmm.
But even if they're not retired, you know, maybe the kids, you know, they hop over there 1 or 2 Saturdays a month.
Sure.
They get to, they're hanging out. They see grandma and grandpa. You get a little bit of work done or whatever you need to do. So everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a good outcome yep. from something like this.
Or in the summers, we will drop, because my parents are, you know, my semi-retired. They've mm-hmm. chosen to do some work,
yeah.
even though they're in retirement. We have been known to drop the kids, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we go work for a few hours while the kids swim at my parents' pool and eat dinner with them. And then we just pick them up to go put them down for bedtime. So there's a number of ways that you could be creative utilizing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And the next one is, this one's tender to me. This is a really good memory for me. It is the business mom swap or the date night swap.
Mm.
They're two different things. The first one, though, the business mom swap. I just have such fond memories of this, especially because, you know, Wallet Win now is over 5 years into business officially. But we don't tell the story very often, but right for the year and a half leading up to the launch of our business, I was taking online classes, mm-hmm. learning about how to run an online business.
How to make a course, all this stuff.
How to make a course, how to set up the technology, mm-hmm. how just all the things, really.
Yeah.
I was cutting my teeth, how to do a webinar, all those things I was learning behind the scenes. And a friend of mine who has a photography business, and I've been watching her lately. She just actually got a building
mm-hmm.
that she's now doing sessions in. And it's amazing to see that completely full-fledged and taking off as well. We were both living in Denver, Colorado, and both of our husbands were working during the day. And we both had our first babies, I think, within a month of each other.
Mm.
So they were almost the same age. And we both knew we wanted to launch businesses, but they were just ideas, and we both needed to put in the work to start learning what we didn't know. But we also were missionaries and had a tight budget
mm-hmm.
and didn't have a lot of disposable money for an entire, you know, an $80 day to get a nanny over. And neither our families were around, and we just didn't know. anybody in the area to even ask. So we did a mom swap. So I believe it was one day a week and we'd switch off. I forget, maybe it was Tuesdays. So Tuesday the first week, I drive over to her. I drop Josie off and she hangs out with the babies for, I think, 3 or 4 hours it was, while I went to a nearby coffee shop and did my thing. And then the next week, she would drive to me, drop her son off, and go work. And I got to be the mom, kind of tag, you know, watching the babies. And we would do this to give each other space and time to be able to move the needle on preparing our own knowledge for the business that would hopefully be a thing someday. And now to watch it be a real thing in both of our families' lives, it's just so special.
Hmm.
I just love that so, so much.
You were there when both the kids and both the businesses were babies.
Absolutely. Yes. And to be able to see how far things have come, really 8 years. So if Wallet Wins only just over 5 years and our babies are 8 years and this happened. Anyway, yeah, it was a solid year and a half leading up to the launch of our business. We were utilizing things just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing that we... I will say we have not done this one, but I've heard people advocate for this very heavily. And I want to do this one. We just haven't done it yet. The date night swap, where it's a Friday night, you know, you've got neighbors that have kids the similar age. Well, maybe once a month you just take turns. You drop your kids off over there at 5 o'clock. You go out and have a 3-hour date, come back at 8, pick them up, go home, put your kids down. The next month, reverse it. Let them go out on a date now.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saving, I mean, gosh, babysitters nowadays, whew. So you're saving $60-$80 depending on how many kids you have and what the hourly rate is that you're paying.
Mm-hmm.
Usually those Friday night, Saturday evening gigs are just dynamic pay. Right? I wouldn't pay somebody the same thing at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday as I'd pay them on a Friday night, mm-hmm, prime time.
Mm-hmm.
So this could just be a really great way to get a regular date night into your life without it crushing the date night budget.
And the kids are probably always begging for playing with that other family anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So
ours,
they're
going to
have
a
blast. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to be happy.
And aren't your kids better behaved when there are other kids over? Our kids, they automatically just quit fighting and they're just playing with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love anytime anybody wants to drop any kids off at my house, I'm game for it because my kids are going to leave me alone and be better behaved towards one another. All right. So next. Oh, this is
the
good.
One.
Oh,
this is good. The one. We tell people about, we go, oh yeah, well we were doing this or this, and they go, oh, that's good.
This is the
that's
one, yeah.
Smart.
It gets, oh, you're geniuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reaction.
So
here.
This is joining a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of gyms will provide a few hours of daycare so you can work out or work without the out.
Or go to the spa,
uh-huh.
You know, whatever, depending on the niceness level of your gym.
And we've done
talk
this.
Talk about our journey.
We've done this at a variety of different levels of facilities.
Talk about our, yeah, the gyms.
The first
we've
time
used.
We did this, the way we maybe discovered it, mm-hmm. We joined a very nice gym.
Lifetime.
The Lifetime here in Omaha.
It's essentially a chain. So
yeah, it's a chain. And I think ours is even like one of the lower grade ones. So it could be even nicer and probably more expensive where you are, but it's pricey, but it's really nice. You got steam room, 2 pools, really nice equipment. It's really big, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we would drop the kids off. And I think back then what we got 2 hours mm-hmm, or so mm-hmm. of childcare. So we dropped the kids off. I think back then we would go work out a little bit.
We worked out for about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd...
Rendezvous in the cafe.
Yeah, they had a little cafe. So we'd sit at a table, plug in, and get to work.
And literally never order anything from the menu.
I think we got a smoothie
once. Maybe
once,
yeah.
So then that was our thing. And then when the time was up, we'd go get the kids, And we went home. And they were playing in there. They had a, like a thing where they could climb around in. It was really nice.
They did have a lot of things to do.
It was big and it was nice even for the kids. But it was expensive. It was really expensive.
It was. I recently checked the numbers. I don't remember what we were paying at the time because everybody was really, really little. And then we only had two at the time when we began to join it. I think that was like, we were paying like $180 a month even then. And then we had our third, and the reservation system got complicated because any infant under maybe a year, you have to make a reservation and they get full quickly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just checked recently and it was almost $300 a month for our family if we wanted to join now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you think, we thought, and even back with the 180, we thought, oh boy.
But if you break it down,
if you take advantage of this,
if you break it down hourly rate,
if you are consistent in actually going,
yes,
it gets mega cheap.
Absolutely.
Because let's just say you go, if you go 3 times a week and it's 2 hours each time, that's 6, 12, it's 24 hours that you're getting. Mm-hmm. So if it's almost $300, that's what? I don't know, somewhere around $12.
Yeah. The hourly rate's amazing
for childcare. And you can go swimming with the fam. Like, there's other things to take advantage of, even when they're not watching your kids. And so, if you are consistent about going, even if it's an expensive place, it can still work out economically very well.
Mm-hmm. Now, for us though, the lifetime it was. I don't want to sound silly, but it was about a 15-minute drive from us.
It's further away,
so it just felt like a little bit of a. Just that far, like we have other options within 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Those feel easier to get to. And even though they're not as nice. So ultimately we decided to not go with Lifetime anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just one of those gyms where, I mean, you can't just go in like your ratty t-shirt and some shorts.
Well, I would, but.
I mean, I would too.
but
essentially all the other women are in, you know, the matching Athleta outfit.
Yeah, people
with
are there
like
to be seen.
Designer sneakers. They all have some sort of a tan.
Yeah.
Extensions in their hair. Eyelashes are perfect. Like
I looked like
I was the hot mess mom on the elliptical. And I didn't want to feel insecure anymore that I was there to actually just work out and not get hit on.
Yeah. So we ceased being members there. At another time we were, and this is where we are now, but then we did some other stuff that we'll talk about and then we came back to it. But we're currently members at the YMCA, which is a lot cheaper than the Fancy Pants gym.
Certainly not as nice. Absolutely
nowhere near as nice.
Not.
No.
Budget version.
Absolutely.
In every sense of the word.
But it does get you 2 hours of childcare a day.
It does.
So again, what is it? It's like $80, somewhere around there a month.
$80 a month. Families are a little more just salt of the earth people.
People
there.
Are just it's just fams. It's
fun. And we have a bunch of friends that go there too, so our kids will see their buddies. Mm-hmm. And their homeschool buddies, even inside the childcare.
Yeah. So 2 hours, again, if you go consistently, I mean, we have it planned for the childcare purpose, I think once a week.
We only really go once a week.
And because it's a lot cheaper, that makes it worth it.
Yes.
Now, there were times in the past, I think we were going maybe 2, maybe 3 times a week to utilize this. And then it gets even cheaper. Yep. And then if you're going more often, you can go work out more, right? You can do a 45 minute workout or whatever, because you're going to get more time over the course of the week.
Yes. So when we're there for just 2 hours, one day a week, we tend not to work out, I don't think at all. Mm-hmm. But after we pick the kids up, we go swimming as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So the workout is there. It's just looks a little different.
Yeah, but that's fun. And
now,
so
let's talk about the time we kind of went crazy with this plan.
This was a season of a lot of work.
This is January and February of 2020. So if you track this timeline, you know that this plan only worked for 2 months and then it went to hell. But we were in a unique situation where I've told very small bits and pieces of this story, and I'm not going to get into all of it, but we were extremely seriously considering extremely seriously considering. I don't know if that's
very strong consideration.
We almost sold our business.
Oh yeah.
Or we're acquired. Mm-hmm. I'll say mm-hmm. that.
We were never going to
leave WalletWin. We were always going to stay with WalletWin. Yeah. But we were very close to being acquired, and then the pandemic killed it. Mm-hmm. God's providence. He's taking care of us. We're good. But preparing for that, oh my goodness, we had so much work we needed to do. And we really needed to be working 20 to 30 hours a week each, but our kids were only 5, 3, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So they were still really little. So we joined 2 gyms.
And so it was, we had the Y, and then there was this other gym. Now it was a little bit of a drive.
It was a super drive.
But even the 2 gyms together were not the same price as just the Fancy Pants gym.
Yes.
And this other one was brand new. They just built this.
Gorgeous.
It's like a community center gym thing. Really nice.
The indoor pool had a lazy river
and a big
water
old slide.
Slides, and then even one of those giant kids structures that
like the water playground
pirate ship
thing
or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Super nice.
Really, really nice. And they gave, was it 2 hours, 2.5?
At least
I forget
2.
What it was. Yeah, it was nice. And then they had all these different areas where you could work.
It was the largest place we'd ever been.
It was really nice.
They also, going back to that Cedar Works playground.
Oh, yeah. Huge one.
They had an indoor Cedar Works playground, and it was massive. It was probably like 2 or 3 sets combined with each
really
other.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So we'd go to the Y, usually
in the morning.
Do some work, kids would play, etc. Then I think
we'd
have lunch, nap,
quiet time.
Maybe go to mm-hmm. mass. Then the afternoon, picked up, went to the other gym for round 2.
Mm-hmm. And we did this for like 6 weeks.
It was really nice.
It was kind of, I mean, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It took a toll and
it was a good bit of driving.
I mean, if we needed to get that work done mm-hmm. and we had to be creative. And my parents were not retired at the time. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we probably would have leaned on that strategy a little bit more heavily at that point. But yeah, we were utilizing 2 gyms.
There it is.
And hardly working out ever.
Yeah. And then COVID hit and all the gyms closed down. So there went our childcare.
Yep. Yeah, that one went out the window. And so we did. We used some of those other strategies.
Yeah.
We, you know, kept the homeschool teen coming throughout COVID, my mom. And then by the time kind of this, you know, all the restrictions
came out
kind
the
of
other
closed
side
up,
of it.
Came out the other side. Our kids now were really older.
Yeah.
First grade, preschool.
Yeah.
So we needed a different solution. You know, we didn't want to use the drop-in daycare anymore
mm-hmm.
because it just wasn't, you know, our kids, the older girls were just sitting, playing around, you know, with babies. So some of these other ones just started to lose their luster, I guess.
Yeah. They still weren't an effective solution for our family at that point.
No. So we did something again, creatively, and we might be the only ones utilizing this solution for this reason.
Mm.
Maybe not. But we've now enrolled in a hybrid homeschool.
Yes, that's right. And I mean, for a multitude of reasons, this
yes.
is a very helpful one.
Absolutely.
The kids are all out of the house twice a week.
Yes.
It gives us tons of accountability for homeschooling.
Which
so we do
we
a better
needed.
Job teaching.
We for sure needed that accountability.
Yeah. So we're much better at homeschooling now. We're meeting really, really great families. Kids are getting a good education from both us and the tutors at the center, the other parents.
Tons of friends,
and they're all great. We don't have to worry anything about what's being taught or who's teaching it or who they're making friends with.
Yes.
It's a great solution. And we get 2 days a week, all day to work.
Yes. It's been humongous. So now our family, we utilize that strategy, Catholic childcare. which is also, you know, that they are being homeschooled and educated at the same time. And we combine that with a homeschool teen one morning a week, too. So that covers all the time that I personally work. I think I officially work 15 to 18 hours a week, and it's all covered. And then the rest of the time, maybe when I'm with the kids, Jonathan gets to work not only those times, but when I'm kind of holding the fort down as well. So he's working more full-time in the business. I'm a little more part-time, but that is how we creatively have thread the needle.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully one of these ideas or more, you think, oh, that one, that might be good. So we encourage you, take it, run with it, mm-hmm. see how it goes, and let us know how Please. It goes. Maybe, you know, maybe send a shot, post a shot online of you working at the gym.
Yep.
And, you know, making that happen. So
tag us on social media when you do it. We are over at WalletWin. And if you would be so kind to leave a review of this podcast, if it's helped you in any way, shape, or form, leave a review. It's going to help other people find the Catholic Money Show out there as well.
We hope you enjoyed this peek inside how we get creative with money. And if you'd like a few more of those, well, we do that quite regularly inside WalletWin Academy. You can join now and learn dozens more ways on how to save on everyday spending when you start your free trial. So head on over to walletwin.com/start my trial. All one word, walletwin.com/start my trial. There's also a link in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit spokestreet.com.